Welcome to Grunt Gallery's Creative Access Audio Tour of A Memory With You, of Holding, of Carrying Together, the exhibition by artist Maria Margareta Cabana-Boucher, curated by Wes Harmon. My name is Kay Slater, and I am a white, hard-of-hearing queer settler on these stolen and unceded Coast Salish lands. I also installed this work as the exhibition's manager and preparator here at Grunt. I'll be narrating this audio tour today, and any pronunciation errors are on me. I wrote this audio tour with feedback from the artist, Maria Margareta, and curator Wes, and we welcome any feedback from our audience as we develop more creative access tools for our gallery and exhibitions. This creative access audio tour has 5 parts. At the start of each section, you will hear the following sound of a page turning. First, there is this intro. In Chapter 1, I will detail physically entering the space and orienting yourself in the gallery. Next, in Chapter 2, I'll describe our welcome station and the objects available for you to use and touch. In Chapter 3, I will describe our facilities, washrooms, and sea care stations. If you're at the welcome station, inside the gallery, and ready to tour the show, feel free to skip to Chapter 4, where I will begin by reading the wall didactic and then walk you through the show. Note, there is a tactile map in the welcome station to help you navigate through this tour. When I physically move, you will hear the following sound of beads rattling. Let's get started with Chapter 1. Chapter 1. Physically entering the space. When approaching Grunt Gallery at 350 East 2nd Avenue from the accessible drop-off on Great Northern Way, follow the sidewalk to the building's main entrance. Turn left at the entrance, and you'll find us at the first exterior door at unit number 116. There is a small, low-grade ramp to our front double doors, and the right door is unlocked. Automatic door buttons are located at waist and ankle level on a post on your right just before the ramp begins. There is a small lip at the threshold, which is a potential tripping hazard, so be careful as you enter our space. Masks are still required indoors at Grunt, so please ensure yours is on before going inside. If you forgot yours, we do have extras inside near the entrance. Welcome to Grunt Gallery. We are situated on the occupied and stolen ancestral territory of the Hulkuminum and Squamish-speaking peoples, specifically the land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples and family. We are grateful to be here. The current show has many installations resting on the ground. Everything is cane detectable, but some of the pathways are narrow. If you require assistance and are not greeted by staff upon entry, please call out for help. Staff are working away in the office, and someone will be down to assist you as soon as possible. We are always happy to walk the show with you. On Low Sensory and Voice Off Thursdays, a staff member will be available but will not come to greet you, giving you space and time to move at your own pace. If you are non-visual, or blind, or low vision, call out for help at any time. If you are sighted, please silently approach one of the staff members. We have hard-of-hearing staff on site, and a visual wave may be required to get their attention. Chapter 2. Grunt Gallery's Welcome Station. As you enter the gallery, immediately to the left on the east wall is the sanitization and welcome station. The station is white with black labels in English, high contrast icons, and some braille labels. There are 3 open shelves, including the top surface and 2 pullout shelves directly below. Below that are 2 closed drawers with D-hook handles. On top of the welcome station is our gallery spider plant, Comos, who is watered on Wednesdays. Also available are a leather-bound guest book and black pen, a bottle of hand sanitizer, and a box of masks with a pair of tongs. On the first pull-out shelf on the left is the exhibition binder with large print information about the space, the show, the artist, a transcript of this tour, and the exhibition map. On the right are a series of tactile objects. These objects will be described in more detail as we move through the show and connect them to the various works. The objects are a plastic gridded square, a small beaded rectangular net with oblong glass beads, a beaded rope made of shiny, round beads, a glass jar with the same shiny seed beads, a rounded rock, a section of bark, and two pieces of fabric called organza with silk screen floral patterns. Our tactile objects are creative access tools designed to create a point of entry for non-visual, blind, and partially sighted guests who may wish to experience the work through touch or by bringing the objects close. However, tactile objects are also sensory objects that can be used by sighted folks who wish to feel a connection to the work and those who enjoy or are supported by having objects in their hands to touch. These tactile objects are provided as a sensory point of entry into the works and are not necessarily representative of the work or equivalent to experiencing the work through explorative touch. We do not present these objects assuming that you have never had access to rocks, bark, or beads, but we are also not assuming that you have had these experiences. Smell them. Hold them. Observe them. Use them however you'd like as you engage with the show. On the second pullout shelf, to the left, are laminated maps of the space, including a tactile map. The tactile map can be used to follow this creative access tour. The works are indicated by unique shapes. The pauses and descriptions are marked as circles with braille markers A through H, and the path marked as a connected line. Thick exterior lines are the walls, and a zigzag line represents secured cables on the floor. Filled-in shapes represent the works in the space. To the right of the maps are two Yodo players with big friendly buttons. These players contain this tour and audio of any text within the binder. There is also a scannable laminated QR code that will bring you to this audio tour. On Thursdays, the Yodo players are moved to their carrying cases so that they can be enjoyed with headphones. Below these are two closed drawers. The first contains carrying cases with straps for headphones and the Yodo audio devices. This allows you to use the Yodo players with headphones and to carry them hands-free. The lowest drawer contains earmuffs for large and small bodies, specifically for those with noise sensitivities. That concludes the description and tour of the welcome station. In the next chapter, I will tell you about our washrooms and care stations. If you'd prefer to continue with the exhibition tour, skip to Chapter 4. Chapter 3, The Facility and Amenities. If you need to use the washroom, it's at the far end of our space. You must exit the gallery following the west wall or right from where you entered, pass through the media lab, and when you arrive at the back wall, take a left and walk through the small kitchenette to our single-room, gender-neutral washroom. If you're using the tactile map, the washrooms are located at H. Here, there is an automated door button to the right that will hold the door for 14 seconds before closing. The lock button is inside to the left of the door, and pressing it will create a visual indicator that the washroom is in use. When you want to exit, you can either just open the door manually or hover your hand over a button to the right above the sink below the mirror. Near the hover and exit button is a vertical cubby stack of supplies. Please help yourself. These range from hair ties and disposable floss to sanitary napkins and condoms. This is part of our Sea Care program, or Community Care for Artist-Run Events. Speaking of Sea Care, we have a tea station on our media lab near a large television screen. If you need some energy, you can help yourself to a drink or a pureed fruit snack. The television is a satellite screen of our public and permanent Mount Pleasant Community Arts screen, located at the corner of Kingsway and Broadway. The screen is a community-accessible urban art screen in Mount Pleasant, and you can learn more at mpcas.ca. Also here is a coloring station for people of all ages. Take a pause and a break here before returning to the gallery and continuing the tour. We now arrive at Chapter 4, where I will begin the exhibition tour standing next to the welcome station, as if I had just entered the gallery and stepped left to sanitize my hands and grab a mask. If you're using the tactile map, the Sea Care Tea Station, MPCAS or MPCAS screen, and coloring station are at the waist-high shelf at location G. Chapter 4, The Exhibition Tour. If you're using the tactile map, we are at location A, at a rectangle. Next to the welcome station is a wall didactic text that reads, "A memory with you, of holding, of carrying together. Maria Margareta Cabana Boucher, curated by Wes Harmon, April 4 to June 1, 2024. Inspired by her grandpa's hunting shack and her daughter's ancestral homelands, Maria Margareta Cabana Boucher reaches for the space between worlds in this solo exhibition. Here, she extrapolates, expands, and focuses in on beaded works and structures in a way of building forward with new archives of work, mindful of the gaps and omissions that she would like to not be repeated when passing her lineage to her own daughter. Refuting a history of assigned anonymity to mischief women in the archive, she reclaims agency and positions her beading practice as resistance to the erosion of cultural memory." For this exhibition, the walls are painted white on three sides. The west wall, which I will describe last, is a pale candy blue that both Maria Margareta and I have described as comfy. The show comprises five works installed in four locations on the ground and walls of the gallery. 1. A Place Made for You Under the Sky Beside the Water, 2024 to ongoing. 2. Holding, Carrying, 2024. 3. A Memory with You, 2024. 4. Inheritance, 2021/2024. 5. She Makes All Things Good, 2024. As a reminder, when I physically move, you will hear the following sounds of beads rattling. If you're using the tactile map, we are moving from a location A to location B with two squares. We will follow the lined path. Following the east wall from the welcome station is the work entitled Inheritance, 2021/2024. It is made of two folding lawn chairs with beaded, loomed chair straps in size 10 seed beads, which are 2 millimeters. In the tactile objects found at the welcome station, size 10 seed beads are both in the glass jar and are used in the beaded rope. As you consider this work, one of Maria Margareta's chosen rocks is also available in the tactile object collection. There is also a swatch of organza fabric. All of these are present in the work entitled Inheritance. The left chair is small and is beaded in sunny yellows and oranges, the straps weaving horizontally and vertically. On this chair, near the edge, is a collection of smooth, palm-sized rocks. It feels as if little hands collected them to be shared later as precious items with friends and family. The right chair is larger, and the straps are beaded in sage greens and cool seashell blues, similarly woven vertically and horizontally. Draped over this chair is a silk-screened organza fabric, with a floral design similar to both fabrics installed in other works in the show and painted on a central plinth and the blue wall. On the wall behind these two chairs is a very small photograph. The photograph shows part of a white shack with a single windowed door and a gabled roof. The image is dark and intimate, and the framing cuts off a third of the building, with the nighttime shadows filling in the rest of the frame. This is Maria Margareta's grandpa's hunting shack. Behind the pinned photograph is a roughly crumpled and wrinkled page with a simple lined illustration of a field and a handwritten list of names. The names that can be clearly read mostly end with the family name Boucher. A pair of tiny, fresh daisies has been pinned to the lower left corner. Facing the east wall and moving slightly right brings us to a power cord covered in gray plastic to reduce the tripping hazard. If you're using the tactile map, this is indicated by a thin zigzag line. Pivoting 180 degrees and facing the center of the gallery, the cable leads to a plinth on which a projector and other various tech are installed. Before I describe the projection, as it is connected with another work I'll describe shortly, I will first describe the work located adjacent to this plinth, centrally installed in the gallery center on a very low platform made of untreated wood. If you're using the tactile map, we are turning from location B to location C next to a rectangle. The work is titled She Makes All Things Good, 2024. Maria Margareta has titled each of the objects on this platform as gifts. The four gifts are Gift 1, Nan's Axe with sheath designed by Mangijik Pewis Stekli. The axe is covered in a warm yellow felt sheath decorated with seed beads. The seed beads included in the tactile objects in the glass jar are used on the edges of the sheath. The design on the sheath include a colorful fish, pink and red flowers, and three red berries. Gift 2. Infant plaid shirt, rock, and woodcut by Grandpa Boucher. The water blue plaid shirt is folded and placed atop a round wood balanced vertically on one of its cut edges. Beaded embroidery depicts round flowers and dark bending stems. The cuffs are also beaded in rows of alternating light and dark blues, giving the sleeves a weighted and cozy feeling. Gift 3. Cut wood, sage, and Auntie's trade beads. A length of sage, florets, and leaves on one side is laid atop a rounded piece of unpreserved bark. A piece of this bark is available in the tactile objects if you'd like to hold it or smell it while listening to this description. Threaded on the stem of the sage is a large textured bead cut like a gem with flat, wide faces on all sides. Through the eye of this bead is a tied piece of leather, a similar color to the sage. Gift 4. Wood, rope, size 10 seed beads, screen-printed organza, collected rock, and medallion designed by Mangijik Pewis Stekli. Both pieces of wood are about 30 centimeters or the length of my forearm, with a diameter of about 10 centimeters. One of the two pieces of wood is split down its rounded trunk and is placed on top of the white, screen-printed organza on its cut edge. A piece of yellow hemp rope is loosely wound around its width and trails off organically to the center of the platform. The second piece of wood, round and unsplit, is placed with one end resting on the platform and the other resting on the semi-cylindrical piece. Nestled within the tended space, created by the stacked wood, is a round beaded medallion. Maria Margareta describes it as a strawberry medallion created for Minnow for her first birthday. The medallion is a collaborative piece designed by Mangijik and beaded by myself. The piece is flat stitched using seed beads. The strawberry is red with white beads representing the Anchinas seeds throughout. The leaves are green and the piece is edged in a light translucent pink. The strawberry is backed on a piece of hide gifted to me from Mangijik Nan. The plinth holding the tech I described earlier is painted blue. It has a floral pattern similar to that used on the screen-printed organza. The flowers are fluffy and have white petals. Maria Margareta says the flowers are roughly based on marigolds, pansy, gardenia, tulips, peonies, crocuses, and bluebells. They are based on the floral motifs of the curtains on her grandpa's hunting shack. The projector displays a large movie on the south or rear wall of the gallery. The video shows close-ups of organic materials, foliage, and water, mixed with close-ups of beaded materials and hands working to craft beaded objects. The camera is always in dizzying motion, with lights flickering, grasses blowing, and hands moving. We will move through this projection to stand clear of the image and look back at the final work on the east wall at the southeast corner. If you have light sensitivities, you may wish to back up and go around the plinth and platform of She Makes All Things Good, 2024. If you're using the tactile map, we are turning from location C to location D near the internal exit of the gallery into the Media Lab space. I will describe the work located in the far corner indicated by an open square C shape next, but location D is where you can view it without being in the projector's light. The video is repeated in the corner between the east and south walls where the installation work, A Memory with You 2024, is installed. The video is projected onto a shimmering and dazzling net of bugle beads. The net is suspended at an angle, diagonal from the wall to the ground. It is attached at four corners by a thick beaded rope made from shiny seed beads and is tied at the top two corners of the wall and the two wooden L-shaped structures that come out perpendicularly from the wall along the ground. Three tactile objects are available in association with this work. The first is the plastic tape rectangle used to create the outside perimeter of the net and through which the beaded rope is attached. The second is a beaded grid using the oblong beads that make up the netting. The netting has give, so it sags slightly as it is suspended from the more rigid plastic exterior frame. It also catches the light of the projected video. The third tactile object is the beaded rope used to tie and suspend the net from the wall and attach it to the ground. As we face A Memory with You in the south and east corner, the video projection comes from behind and above us. The projector is installed at 10 feet up the west wall above the doorway on the south wall that leads out of the gallery into the interior part of the space. We will now turn 90 degrees away from the interior gallery exit, the south wall with its large projection now at our backs, and the west wall to our left. We will walk between this wall and the platform in the center of the space that holds She Makes All Things Good. The path is a little narrow here, and our goal is to stand in front of a delicate tent structure made of wood and covered in silk-screened organza. If you're using the tactile map, we are moving from location D to location E, back towards the interior entrance of the space, near a parallelogram shape. This work is titled A Place Made for You Under the Sky Beside the Water, 2024 to Ongoing. The west wall is painted the cozy pale blue of a sky filled with distant clouds. A mural of the floral design found in the organza screen prints and on the projector's plinth is painted in a watery stone gray color and decorates most of this wall in a repeating pattern. Atop this design are two lines of text in white vinyl. And as you learnt, you remembered, and taught the next generation how to look, how to remember too. We moved, felt, dreamt, learnt, and remembered together. In front of this backdrop is a structure made of 2x2 untreated wood, framed like a four-sided prismatic tent. The fabric is the see-through white organza with the floral screen print design that has appeared in previous installation and is available as a tactile object. However, some of the florets are decorated. Maria Margareta says the beads are an Irish crystal. They are translucent and catch color in the light. The fabric covers the top and two-thirds of the frame, leaving about a foot of uncovered space at the base. The hemmed edge of the fabric is tied down to the frame using the same beaded rope found in the installation work A Memory with You 2024 and is available to touch as a tactile object. The text and flowers on the wall can be seen through the gentle installation of the fabric. Also visible through the fabric, or seen by crouching near the exposed base of the tent structure, are two prints set upon stones. The two pieces make up the work titled Holding, Carrying, 2024. The inkjet prints on Hannah Mule agave paper show an image of golden, healthy wheat stalk against a dark green and shadowed canopy and a softly active expanse of waves on a green-gray bed of water, with small white bubbles appearing here and there along the surface. The photos are being held up by various sizes of collected rocks. Maria Margareta adds, "There are two medicines in the structure. First, my grandpa's burnt sweetgrass with a used match is resting on the inside wood front panel beside the organza. Second, on the connecting corner of the side panel and the back panel is a cut of a yellow yarrow flower strung on a yellow glass crow bead. With that, we conclude the described tour of A Memory With You, of holding, of carrying together. Please enjoy a cup of tea from the Media Lab before you go. Later, during the exhibition's run, we will have a publication available for the show, as well as an alternative text version of that publication that will be available in plain text or AI-generated audio, either available on our website or through the Yodo Players in Gallery. Thank you so much for joining us on this Creative Access audio tour. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this experience and how we can improve it. If you carried any tactile objects during the tour, please return it to the welcome station. We acknowledge that we cannot be everything to everyone, and respect that our Creative Access explorations may not serve your needs. You can reach out to us at access@grunt.ca or chat with any of the staff on site with any feedback you have the capacity to provide. Thank you again.